But basically today, what I'm saying is that if you are a Bible-believing Christian, people are going to think you're crazy. They're going to look at your lifestyle. And even if it's the most normal, sober lifestyle. I mean, even if you just live a lifestyle where you go to work and you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week and your wife stays home and raises the kids and bakes bread and bakes cookies and you have beautiful children and you teach them and raise them and you spend time with your family and you keep you only unto her till death do you part and you don't drink and you don't chew and you don't go with girls who do, you know, and you go to church 3 times a week and you read the Bible and pray and you live a wholesome, godly, righteous, clean life, and people look at you and they say, you guys are nuts, you're crazy, you're fanatic, you're weirdos, you're lunatics, even though it's the most normal thing in the world. It's so normal. I mean, it's life. It's just a normal life. But relatives think you're crazy. They think the truth is crazy. They think soberness is crazy. Why? Because they are in a drunken stupor today. And they may not be drunk with wine, but they are drunken and they're in a deep sleep and a fog where they cannot see reality for what it is. The veil is over their eyes. The darkness has enveloped them and they just can't see and understand. I mean, honestly, today, people are crazy. I mean, they're nuts. They've lost their mind. And today, we as God's people need to be in our Bibles every single day, and we need to be in church every single week just to stay sane, just to keep a firm footing on reality, just to wake up. I mean, people often drink coffee in the morning to wake up, right? You know, I'm not one of them, but people drink coffee in the morning to wake up, and that kind of gets them going in the morning. Well, here's the thing. This is like your spiritual coffee, you know, to wake you up and to slap you and tell you, hey, you know, this is what's real. Because I've talked to people who get frustrated over time because they hear so many lies from this world that they literally start to ask themselves, and maybe you've been there, maybe you've asked yourself, am I crazy? Maybe we're just crazy. I mean, maybe we are nuts. You know, maybe we are crazy, but you know what? When you go to church and there's 100 other people that are just as crazy as you are,
yeah, that's good.
There's something therapeutic about that. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. You know, when you get to church and there's 100 other people there, and they're all saying and believing the same thing, you start saying, "Wait a minute, I'm not crazy. That's what the Bible says. That is what the Bible teaches. That's right." But you know what? When you get away from the assembly and you get away from the Bible and you're just out there in crazy land, you're out there in the Twilight Zone world that we live in, you'll start questioning yourself and thinking, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe these people are right. And that's why church is so important. Because, you know, when you're all isolated by yourself, it's easy for the devil to get to you and make you think you're crazy. Because nobody agrees with you at work. Nothing on TV is backing you up. Nothing on the radio is backing you up. But you know what? The Word of God is like a rock. It never changes. And you know what? The same things that are true today will be 20 years from now just as true. And no matter how crazy this world gets, this is always going to bring us back to reality. This will always wake us up.